Dr. Griffin's office, Judy speaking. Why, hello, Jimmy. What's new? No, the whole match folder ignited. Great.
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the script. And tonight, Kansas City, Missouri gets the winner, Lois S. Dominick, 447 West 67th Terrace, who calls her prize play The Vagabond Veteran. Jean Hersholt is starred as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp playing Judy Price.
Were your fingers badly burned, Jimmy? Oh, just a minor burn. Well, thank heaven. But it did hurt quite a bit until... Oh, wait, let me guess. Vaseline petroleum jelly? I thought so. Well, you practically told me, Jimmy. Sure, cooling, soothing relief. That's what you said. Well, that's Vaseline petroleum jelly. Oh, your burn will heal quickly now. Why, the Henry Ford Hospital made a study of minor burn treatments, and Jim, out of 84 local dressings used, petroleum jelly promoted the quickest recovery. Yes, Vaseline petroleum jelly is the world's leading brand. There's nothing better for household burns. Yes, Jimmy, just cover the burn with Vaseline petroleum jelly spread on fine mesh gauze. Bandage firmly, not tightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call the doctor. Yes, it's a fine idea. Keep a spare tube or jar so you're sure you have plenty of Vaseline petroleum jelly. Tell the folks hello, Jimmy. Goodbye.
As our story opens, it is late afternoon in Dr. Christian's office, where a young patient and his mother wait for the doctor and Judy to attend to a cut on the boy's foot.
Right here, Dr. Christian.
There you are, Ted. You try to keep up this foot now.
I sure do have bad luck. I was going to try out my motor scoot.
Well, aren't you pretty young for one of those things?
Well, I made it myself.
Oh, somebody gave him an old motor. He's simply wild about anything with an engine in it.
Here are the tablets you wanted Mrs. Andrews to have, Doctor.
Thanks, Judy. Come on now, Ted. I'll help you to the door.
Heck, you'd think I was a cripple.
Why, son, you oughtn't to talk that way. He can lean on me after we get outside, Dr. Christian.
Oh, no, nothing doing. People would think I was a baby.
All right. I guess walking just a block won't hurt. Watch the step at the door, though.
Okay. It's a swell afternoon.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking. Oughtn't there be some hungry fish in the river pretty soon?
Sure, just waiting to be caught. So long, Doctor.
Dr. Christian, there's an emergency.
You know, Judy, Nellie Andrews is going to ruin that boy. A middle-aged widow with devotion to lavish on a multitude should not be left with only one child to spend it on.
Well, maybe so, but Dr. Christian, listen to me. There's been an emergency call. It was Bill Swartz at the cafe. And he says there's a young man down there shaking and talking wild and awfully weak. They're afraid he's dying.
Oh, good gracious. You'd better come with me.
Gosh, Doctor, I'm sure relieved you're here. He's in one of the back booths, I'll show you.
You don't know who he is, Bill?
No. He looks like he'd walked a long way. He's so weak, he's fallen over the table.
Hunger, maybe?
Well, I don't think so. He keeps saying I'm not going crazy, but I'm... But call a doctor. Please call a doctor. Oh, here he is right here.
He's young. Son, I'm a doctor. I'm going to look you over now. Have you any pain?
No. Just depression. Awful depression. I'm afraid of losing control.
All right, try to hang on, son. Judy, I'll take the stethoscope. And Bill, get in there and help him sit up, will you please?
Cold.
There's a robe in the car, Dr. Christian. Shall I get it?
Please, Judy. Your discharge button. Army or Navy?
Army, sir. Fighter pilot.
You've had a spell like this before, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Too many hours in combat?
I drove myself.
Oh, all right, Bill. I think what we have here is a case of physical and nervous extortion. Maybe a war neurosis. You need a mild stimulant first, some hot coffee, say. That'll warm you up, son.
Here's a blanket. Shall I put it around his shoulders?
Please, Judy. We're going to take you out of here now.
Where to? Not the hospital.
Please, not back to the hospital. I'd go mad.
Oh, don't worry. You're going home with me. We'll put the spare room to you, Judy.
It's always ready, Doctor.
Well, Larry, you look clean and comfortable.
I'll always be in your debt, sir. There isn't much money.
But... Oh, now, never mind. I came up to tell you that I've analyzed the test we put you through downstairs, and you are physically pretty much all right.
It isn't the physical, it's the fear. Fear's like being helpless with a cramp and thinking you're drowning. It's a smothering in my chest.
I know. Those are the common symptoms of this thing that's brought you down. You know, I could help you more if I knew some of your background, Larry.
Anything you want.
Well, first then, what about your family?
Only a stepsister, 18 years older than I.
Where is she?
In Texas. I was going there.
Hmm. And you can't be just out of the hospital. They wouldn't have released you in this shape.
No, sir. I was fit when I left. But they told me to take it easy for a while. And
you didn't do it, did you?
No, I got a job in a machine shop.
Oh, good heavens, what a place to take tender nerves.
Yeah. After a while, I began dreading the noise and the pressure of the work.
But you didn't quit.
Not until that old feeling of suffocation began coming back, at night.
You got frightened then, huh?
Yeah. I thought if I was going mad, my sister might have enough interest in me to see that I was put where I'd get good care.
Why do you say she might have?
Well, we weren't ever very close. She was married a year after I was born.
Oh, well, see here, I think you should phone and tell her where you are.
I'd be glad to call.
And what about it, Larry? Shall we do it?
Yes, sir. Good wife.
Well, if you'll give me her name and address.
There's an old letter in my billfold. Wright Park.
All right. Well, I'll see what kind of luck I have.
How do you feel now? Relaxed?
Things are beginning to run together a little.
Fine. Sleep is healing. You'll be much better tomorrow.
I hope so.
Think of bright sunshine and warm earth. In a few days, we'll putter in the garden.
That's why I started walking. I had to find peace and quiet.
I know a deep hole in a wide shaded stream where the bass rise to nip at dragonflies.
You think?
I think so.
I'm glad. Bad news.
What do you mean?
They have no record of his sister. The people at the address on the envelope say she and her family moved out of town a year ago.
That is bad. Well, I guess it'll have to be our responsibility now.
Dr. Christian, out in the backyard. Mom and Judy and Larry.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting my flower beds fixed up, am I?
Looks like they're digging up that bush in the far corner.
Oh. Judy's been telling me it was woody and needed taken out. You know two ways a woman gets work out of a man's head? Scold, coax, do it herself.
Yeah, women are sure after a guy all the time, aren't they?
There's nothing like a woman-baked pie or a woman's compassion, if you see. Oh, you like my house guest, huh?
Boy, what he don't know about airplanes and motors.
Got nothing common to talk about, have you?
I'll say. He told me a while ago that sometime he'd help me make a B-29 model airplane.
Sort of a big brother, isn't he? Guess he'll be coming over to live with me, or else getting him to come to your house to stay.
Yeah.
Well, let's go out and see if those gardeners really know what they're doing. Watch your foot now.
Okay, but it doesn't hurt much anymore.
Oh, the roots on that bush are too tough for Larry to cut with a dull spade.
Yeah, he looks awful tired. We better stop him.
I'll take that spade for a while, Larry.
Bless it, don't come up
Doctor,
behind me that way.
Look out, he's going to hit you. Stop it. Stop.
Doctor, are you all right?
Yes, sir.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself trying to strike the doctor after all he's done for you? Why, you might have killed him.
You must be crazy.
Yeah. Yes, I am crazy.
It's all right, Larry. I shouldn't have startled you.
I told you, Doctor. Hopeless.
But, Dr. Christian, do you think it would be safe?
Yes, I do. Mrs. Andrews is a sensible, motherly woman with a heart as big as old outdoors.
I know, but suppose Larry should go berserk again.
Oh, I don't think he will. Not in the peace and calm of the Andrews home. He likes Larry. Wants to help him.
Well, I suppose you're right. You always are. But just the same, that outbreak in the garden today scared me. I thought he was going to brain you.
It takes more than that to knock me out. I'll have a talk with him after dinner. I'm sure he's going to be all right.
You're an optimist. But of course, we all love you for it.
Smoke, Larry?
No, thanks.
Oh. Lend me a match, will you?
Here you are, sir.
Thanks. You know, sometimes I have a queer feeling that when a man sits down with his pipe in the evening, all the poisons of the day's failures and disappointments are, well, they're siphoned off in smoke and only a pure distilled piece is left.
I never got the pipe habit. Dr. Christian, I know you get sore when I talk about this. And heaven knows I don't want to leave, sir, but each day I've been here has brought new strength, and
I know. You feel you're imposing. Well, look at me. Can you tell me as your doctor that self-confidence has come back and the fear that made you walk the floor at night is gone?
I'll wait for that, I'll die here.
Oh, not unless you expect that unfortunate event to occur in less than 6 months.
What do you mean? I told you I think I'm going mad.
As long as you're sane enough to think that, I promise you that you are nuts.
What does it mean, then, when my mind gets fuzzy and I feel so depressed that I have to hang on to sanity as consciously as a drowning man would cling to a rope?
It means nervous exhaustion. You had this before, and you got over it.
It felt good when I got out of the hospital.
Superman to come place again.
Maybe. I've had to get tough. Grow a thick skin. All the other fellas got mail, wrote letters, talked about finishing their missions and getting home. Heck, there wasn't anything for me to come back to. It was bad enough over there, but when I finally took off my uniform, I was lost. I felt it was me against the world.
And you started fighting when what you needed to do was to take it easy for a while.
Not so much fighting as needing to fill a kind of aching emptiness. Oh, I made some friends, but I needed more than that.
That's why I wanted to stay here for a while.
Look, Dr. Kirsten, you've been swell to me. You and Judy and Ted and his mother are my friends. But I cracked up in this town, and the rest of the natives here got me tight.
How do you know?
Because when I'm in the yard and they pass by, and you see them watching, waiting for me to do something queer so they can nod their heads and say, sure, he's loony.
Imagination. But if it isn't, give them a chance to know you, and they'll change their minds.
What exactly do you want me to do?
Get Mrs. Andrews to room and board you, since being my guest embarrasses you. She needs the money, and Ted needs a brother. She would love to have you.
I think I'd better be moving on.
You not reconsider?
You shouldn't want me to after that episode in the garden.
Well, what do you mean?
When you startled me and I whirled on you. For a minute, I was unnaturally angry. I could have killed you with that spade.
Your imagination needs a check, Wayne.
It isn't funny, Dr. Christian. I tell you, I can't trust my reactions under pressure. I've looked at your car, thinking how much I'd like to get behind the wheel again. But I wouldn't dare for fear my mind would blur in an emergency.
You talk me down. Oh, stay at least a few days longer, and if it's nice Sunday, we'll go fishing.
All right. That's a deal.
Christian, wake up. You got a bite.
Huh? Good heavens, yes. Seems like a good one, too.
He is. I saw him. He'll go 4 pounds anyway.
He's surely a fighting rascal.
Look out for that log. He's running for it.
Pull him in, Doctor. Pull him in.
Say, whose fish is this?
Hey, Larry, watch your own bite. You got one, too.
Well, I'll be darned.
Look out. Here he comes.
There he goes, you mean.
Oh, well, doggone that slippery rascal.
Yeah, I think Larry took a good one, too.
Hey, you better tend to your own rod.
No, I can see my cork from here. Nothing doing there.
How's it coming, Doctor?
All right now. He's tiring. What have you got?
The twin to yours, I think.
Want me to get down the bank there and help land him, Dr. Christian?
No, it's too steep, and the water is way over your head here.
Okay, then. But it's going to be hard landing him here.
Maybe if you would take the rod and keep a tight line on it, I could stand on the bank's edge and put him in hand over hand.
Sure, we could do that, all right.
How's it coming, Larry?
Oh, say, I got a real one here. He'll go 5 pounds, I think.
Oh, I believe it when I see the scales. Get ready here, Ted.
I'll match him with yours.
You got to land him first.
Oh, he's coming in right now. Just don't bother me, pal.
All right, Ted. Take the rod and hold it safe now.
That bank's sort of dry and crumbly.
I'll watch it.
Look out, Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian!
What's happened? Doctor, keep your head up. I'm coming. Here, take my shoes, Ted. It'll only be a minute, Doctor. Keep fighting.
Watch he doesn't grab you, Larry.
Easy now, Doctor. Now, let me get an arm around. All right, now. Relax. Let me tow you in.
Attaboy. That's doing it. Run down this way, Larry, where there's more banks to land on. Come on now. Come on, just a little farther. You can almost touch bottom now.
Can you make it from here, Doctor?
Sure. Never did such a darn fool trick in my life before.
Golly, Ned, you scared me.
Better not stand talking, Ted. Gather up the gear as fast as you can. Got to get Dr. Christian home before he catches pneumonia.
You think a man my age would know better than that?
Dr. Christian, don't just stir it. Drink it.
Hmm. Swaddled in blankets, hot lemonade, fire on the fireplace, and a bossy woman. Think I was dying.
Doctors can dish it out, but they sure hate to take it, don't they, Judy?
Especially this one.
That's treason, Judy. And I suppose, young man, you're sour because I'm getting all the attention.
Hot shower, dry clothes, hot drink, that's all I needed.
Well, I must say, you're chipper for a guy that's been going around with a face as long as a trip to China.
Yeah. Yeah. I am.
Insulting my ability as a diagnostician by implying I didn't understand his case.
Why, the nerve of him.
Claimed he couldn't tell me how he would react under pressure. Might go mad, he said. Well, I'd say jumping into the river and pulling a man out is pretty normal. Isn't it, Larry?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Didn't dare drive a car for fear his mind would crack in an emergency. Don't mind, though, even without a... by your leave.
Sounds pretty sane to me.
Yeah, it does to me, too.
You're going to take that room at Mrs. Andrews?
Hey, Larry, are you coming to help clean these fish or not?
Yeah, in a minute. I got to call your mother first. Sure, I'm going to take it, Doctor.
Good. Now she'll mother him, and that's what he needs, our young vagabond veteran.
I guess I'd better tell you I hid the proof of your fraud.
What do you mean, Judy? What are you talking about?
The little bronze statue of a swimmer that says, First Place, Fancy Diving, Paul Christian.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Gene Hersholt, waiting to greet you. Men, don't put up with dry scalp. If your hair is dry, unmanageable, if loose dandruff appears, if your scalp is tight and itchy, get right after these signs of dry scalp with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic combats dry scalp, checks it easily, quickly, effectively. Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements natural scalp oil, contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Just 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic applied daily checks dry scalp, tames stubborn hair, keeps it neatly in place. A brisk Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before each shampoo loosens the dandruff, relieves itchy tightness. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic gives two-way care, both scalp and hair. Try Vaseline Hair Tonic. See how much better your scalp feels, your hair looks. You will agree, for neat, well-groomed, good-looking hair, it's Vaseline Hair Tonic. Remember, more men use Vaseline Hair Tonic today than any other kind. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. Before hearing from the star of our show, we would like to introduce a distinguished guest here in the studio with us this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Trem Carr, Executive Director of Monogram Picture Corporation.
The rarest award in the entertainment world is the one it is my privilege to present tonight, the Award for Distinguished Public Service. It was last awarded to that great star, Joey Brown, for his unceasing efforts to build morale among our armed forces in every war theater. The unanimous choice of the selection committee of this association for the 1946 award is set forth in this citation engraved on this gold plaque. To Gene Herschel, because of your 40 years of distinguished service to the public on stage, screen, and radio, and because of your valuable contribution to literature by the collection, preservation, translation, and publication of the fairy tales of Hans Christian Andersen, and because your humanitarian activities as president of the Motion Picture Relief Fund has brought dignified yet solicitous care to the worthy sick and needy in our industry, and because of your splendid contribution to war activities and war charities, especially Danish war relief, and because of your vigorous leadership as president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, you have brought the greatest measure of public esteem to the motion picture industry. We, the Independent Motion Picture Producers Association, present this plaque.
Thank you very much. And in accepting these honors tonight, I do so not only for myself, but on behalf of the many persons associated with me in the various projects. It was through their untiring efforts that this measure of success has been attained. Again, thank you very much. Thank you. Now a word about the author of tonight's play, Mrs. Lois M. Dominic of Kansas City, Missouri, whose busy life as civic leader in child welfare, war housing and community recreation projects, plus a full home life as wife of a bank president, mother of a returned veteran and a college sophomore daughter, still leaves her time to write a Dr. Christian prize script. Next week, we plan to present a prize play called Big and Little Johnny by Eleanor Beeson and Harriet Krause of North Hollywood, California. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday evening to the Vaseline program, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Want a tip for chapped lips? Try Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost immediately. Only 10 or 25 cents at any drugstore. For quick relief, quick healing, Vaseline Lip Ice. There are only 10 days left to get your script into the competition for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award. The contest closes April 7th, 1946. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.